Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me. Today is July 1st, 2020, and yes, we have now entered the seventh month of the year. We have already moved through the first big energetic periods of 2020, but we are not done yet, as the second half of the year is going to bring about even more accelerations, more advancements, and more revisiting of themes we've already been working through. So a lot of what we've gone through in the first half of the year is going to be looked at again, reevaluated, reworked. And that means we're not done yet with these big world changes that are unfolding. In fact, so much has been happening behind the scenes, so much has been out of view that there's going to be more that comes forth over the next 6 months that again shifts the world permanently. So yes, a very big time that we're living in. It is unprecedented. None of us have experienced these energies before in this lifetime, although we often look for comparison or we try to find a way to evaluate it. These energies are much bigger and more intense. Perhaps you've already been aware of that and you're feeling that. But I just think that helps with understanding that this is really a significant time beyond any one experience. Meaning, we're moving through multiple layers of experiences and energies that are changing us permanently. And it is a wild ride, it is intense, but you as a soul chose to be here for very clear reasons. You chose here to participate, you chose to be here to contribute, you chose to be here to be more conscious of yourself, to be in your power, to be in your choices, and to be in a place of awakening to more of who you are. So ultimately, this is a very intense energetic cycle, but it's meant to bring about the benefits that we don't always reap right away. We get the benefits later on down the road. We experience them in small ways, but they are present and they are here. And I want to make that clear because when we're going through something that changes our lives permanently, it can be very destabilizing and you can have a lot of uncertainty. But go back to the parts of yourself that are very peaceful right now, the parts of yourself that are trusting a process, the parts of yourself that are in the flow, that are surrendering, that are aware that what is happening right now is something that you're actively participating in at an energetic level and that you chose to participate because you knew there would be amazing developments as a result of these global changes. I hope those reminders center you and ground you, and I hope it helps you return to an energetic essence of your soul's intention, the soul's intention for reincarnating in this time period, in this physical reality, in this healing cycle. And how it can shift you into a place of empowerment and a reminder that you're here to contribute for the good of humanity as well as for the good of your own soul's growth. So, as we move through the year, please keep in mind that we are riding these waves together and that there are going to be more shifts and turns, more chaos, more drama, a lot more unfolding, but there's always this grounded, clear part of your energy field that is in supreme trust of what is unfolding for humanity. July is a pivotal month because we not only have the third and final eclipse occurring on July 4th and 5th, it's the Capricorn lunar eclipse at 14 degrees of Capricorn. It is actually the last Capricorn eclipse until 2028, and it is an activation and a clearing out for you of energies from the past 5 years. Now, I have a video for you on YouTube that does a deeper dive into this Capricorn lunar eclipse, so I'm not going to repeat everything, but here's the highlights of this energy cycle. 14 degrees of Capricorn has been visited by three outer planets in the past 5 years. In 2015, Pluto was here at 14 degrees of Capricorn in your chart, changing an area of your world permanently. And you'd always be looking at the house placement. So wherever 14 degrees of Capricorn is what I'm referencing here. And this is the part of your life that has been permanently renovated, transformed, it's shifted. And that started in 2015. Then in 2019, Saturn in Capricorn was here at 14 degrees, and it was asking you to make some choices and commitments. It was bringing in something that you had to be clear about and aware of, and it was making it perhaps even something that required you to say yes to one thing and no to another. So that's the work of Saturn. Saturn matures us. It brings in these real world reality checks. It brings up something that we need to be aware of and that we need to be very clear in how we're using our time and energy. Then this year, Jupiter was at 14 degrees of Capricorn, and Jupiter brings about the growth, the learning, what has been developed, what transpired because of everything you've been through since 2015. Okay, so think about this in that 5-year time period, because now the eclipse on July 4th and 5th is a clearing out eclipse. It's a completion. It's basically the ending of a significant cycle that's going to deeply remove some of the deeper challenges, karma, and it has this like, I feel as like a very intense energy that is now being uprooted and is being relieved out of the globe, out of the Earth's energy, out of our personal lives. And I'm going to actually relate this to something that I've been seeing intuitively for the past few years. I've been seeing a lot of energy around authority figures and consequences. And I know this is very broadly speaking, but it's important to know that one of the big cycles that these Capricorn energies bring up is integrity, respect, the right use of power, how you follow the rules, how you're aware of why things exist and how they exist for particular means, you know, to get things done, to be effective, to be efficient, and that there's a good use of Capricorn energies. And what I've been seeing is behind the scenes, I've been seeing a lot of trials, and it's like these secretive trials, these private trials that were happening mostly, I would say, in the past 2 years. And it was the consequences of people in higher positions of power and the ramifications of what they did and some things that they were a part of. And these are very secretive, of course, nothing in the mainstream, nothing that we would know about, but it's part of this turnover, okay, this turnover of energies. And what I've been feeling related to this is that as people have been held accountable for how they've been either using or misusing these Capricorn themes, there have been, of course, changes in positions, in leadership roles, in job titles, etc., but all very much behind the scenes. Some things are public and some things are very much not public. And so then I've been seeing most recently throughout 2020, a group of, and they're men, that's how it's being presented to me energetically. It's a group of, it feels like military men, like commanders, okay? And I'm seeing them in uniform, and I'm seeing them being very clear in what their mission is, very clear in what they are here to do and what they're about. And I only see them as like it's a small group, if you will. And I'm actually seeing them associated with some countries, but I feel that their purpose is global. And what I've been feeling and seeing with these, I'm going to call them the right use of Capricorn energy, is that they're restoring a power structure that benefits humanity. And they're bringing in what needs to shift on the planet, but they're going through these hierarchy systems that haven't been checked. It's kind of like a checks and balances system. And so I'm seeing these energies, and again, I'm seeing them presented as commanders. I mean, that's what I'm seeing intuitively. But what I'm then seeing, which is really pretty cool, is that even though they're presenting as human and as a masculine male energy, what I'm hearing is that they're actually from other energetic sources. And I've been hearing that they're part of the high command of the galaxy. And they have been chosen to be on the planet, like to take a human form and even to shift into the density of our physical reality to help change the course of humanity. And so I'm seeing it as a energetic light authority. And I'm just piecing this together because it feels very grounded, clear, and strong. And these energies that I'm seeing around these individuals is that they're very clear cut and they're very much about yes and no. Like, I feel like for them, there's no middle ground. Like, there's no, like, we're going to compromise, we're going to negotiate. No, I mean, there's really no diplomacy, which is also part of Capricorn. It's saying, no, this is what we're going to do. This is the plan. This is the manifesto. This is what we need to carry out. So they're here to follow an agenda. And the agenda is of a higher frequency of light from off planet, but they're embodying a mission from their high command. And it's part of this significant Capricorn energy on the planet. And so again, very much behind the scenes, very much things that, you know, it's not public, it's not mainstream, but it's this intentional energy that feels very Capricorn, where these, I'm going to call them light bodies, are in human form to help shift where the earth is going. And they've been a big part of what's been happening behind the scenes. I'm also getting the message that a lot of them are, it's almost like programmed, like they're energetically programmed to be very human, and that they have connections to other galaxies and energies, but they have no remembrance of them. And it's interesting because I feel like that's part of why they're so on mission. It's like, we have to get this done. This is about the work. We need to make sure that we do this, this, and this. I mean, they're very strong, clear energies that are like steering the trajectory of a lot of energies on Earth, but behind the scenes, okay? It's again, it's not front and center. It's not on the news. It's not something that you would even know, but I feel like it's part of this bigger story that's happening right now on the planet, and that it's interesting how they're presenting as masculine. Because what I'm also understanding is how, because the planet has been out of balance in terms of the misuse of power and the destabilization between the genders and sexes, that there has been a cycle of energy coming through that is like a flushing out. It's flushing out the lower masculine energies within all of us. I mean this in the sense that it's an energetic frequency that we have all been working with, and it's flushing out our lower masculine ego energies that have overcompensated, overperformed, overstrived, the too much fighting, too much war, too much destruction, too much of anything that isn't really for the best of everyone. And so these energies are flushing out. And so there's this very clear grounding energy that's stabilizing on the planet. And now they're showing me these figures, and I'm seeing eight. Eight of them, they've all been energetically grounded or rooted in eight different places on the globe. And so I don't know if that means they were born in eight different places, if they are living in eight different places, or if they just were energetically grounded in eight different places on the planet, because they're showing me how the Earth is in balance with the hemispheres and the magnetic poles. Okay, so it's like this is stabilizing the planet, and it's helping us remember that there is a lot of light here, that there is a lot happening behind the scenes to help the planet grow and shift. And all of this is important because in July, we have this strengthening of Capricorn energies with Saturn returning to Capricorn, Jupiter and Pluto still in Capricorn, all three planets retrograde, by the way, and this Capricorn lunar eclipse. So I know that there's a lot happening, but this is just what I've been feeling behind the scenes, so much taking place to permanently shift what is allowed. And I get that there's been a lot of clearing out and things being removed and consequences, karma, a lot of things happening that, you know, again, is not mainstream. But it feels very exciting, which is funny because exciting is not a Capricorn word, but it's something that is elevating us and elevating the collective in a way that we're going to see play out in the coming decade. So there's a lot about this year that's setting the stage, and there's a lot about July where we're revisiting what is needed and what is required on the planet right now. So as we move through this first week in July, there's a lot more changes happening. There's a lot more shifts happening. And I wouldn't be surprised if there are more higher ranking individuals, let's say CEOs and presidents and even, you know, stockholders. And I just get the sense of like a lot of people are being called to task. They're being called out, and they're being reprimanded, or there's things being played out that, again, not public, but it's this changing of the guard. It's a shifting of the guard. But I feel it as being from a high command council that is very intentional about what is being done on this planet. And that, again, there's no compromise. It's sort of like, you know, when you get rid of an infestation of something. And I know that's not like the most beautiful image, but it's kind of that, like there's been an infestation and you have to basically kill not only what is alive, but then kill or get rid of any eggs, right? It's like, I mean, lice, right? Gross, but it's something like that. It's like, you have to get rid of all of it. And that's the energy I'm feeling. It's like this huge clearing out, this big removal, and it's all this Capricorn energies that are turning over. So all of this is happening right now, and it's happening within us too. And so that's why we're all being shifted onto a new path or area of interest or passion, or something's being awakened in you that you want to explore. Something's coming to your awareness that maybe it won't let go. You know, it's like got its grip on you and you can't let go of something because it's energetically calling to you. And this is the seriousness too of Capricorn energies, where we have to take our time on the planet seriously. And we need to be aware that what we do with our time, how we spend our energy, what we have to show for it matters. Again, all Capricorn energies. So we have this ongoing Capricorn season, right, throughout 2020, which is very interesting considering that right now we're in the season of Cancer. We have the sun in Cancer, we have Mercury retrograde in Cancer, and this is the energy of home, family, where we go at the end of the day, how we feel about what's happening in our lives, how we are really processing emotionally all these big changes. And I'm feeling like a lot of July is going to show us where we've probably been tired, exhausted, worn out. You could certainly have a fatigue, you know, 2020 fatigue, COVID fatigue. And there's support here for us to stay strong, to keep going, to take it one day at a time, to keep breathing, keep grounding, stay centered on the long-term goals, and to give yourself a break. And that's really how July starts, with this push and pull between Capricorn energies and Cancer energies. There's a sense of tension that we want to relieve. And then the other part of the story is that Mars is now in Aries, Chiron is in Aries, and they're creating this T-square of energetics in this lunar eclipse where we want to get something going. We want to get our life started. We want there to be a shift in what we've been experiencing this year. And these Aries energies are impatient and they're ready to go. And they're saying, I have to get out of the house. I have to go out into the world. I can't just stay cooped up. And yet there is an energy here of slow down, because there's a cautionary energy throughout July that says, don't rush. Even though you want to do something, how can you make better use of that Aries energy? How can this Mars and Aries be put to good use without being made vulnerable? And I'm going to do a show for you on Monday about this Mars conjunct Chiron and Aries energy, because it's really quite strong in most of July. And I've been getting some very cool images around how to work with this, and I think it's going to be supportive because it's going to help temper any impatience. It's also going to help you connect with the new parts of yourself that are being birthed. So that'll be Monday's podcast episode. But throughout this week ahead, we really are doing this interesting dance where, you know, you kind of have to sidestep. You kind of have to go back and forth because the straight path forward is not really open and clear right now. As much as we want to maybe take off running out the front door and down the street, the energy says slow down and come back to what the payoff might be around that. So again, it's a sidestepping energy. It's a cautious energy. It's a matter of working with our desire to get going, how to self-manage our own impatience, how to self-manage our irritation or the sense of, I just wish this was all over, or I really wish I could do what I want to do. July is a slowdown month. And that energy continues because not only does it start the month, but it's also really strong in the Cancer new moon that's coming up on July 20th. So to help set expectations, this is a month to really focus on what you can control in your own personal world, in your own home, in your own energy, in your own personal awareness, and how to trust that. How to trust that you're not missing anything and that you can't be anywhere else other than where you are at this moment. Five planets are in retrograde still, and Venus has sent station direct. That happened June 25th. So Venus is direct, which helpfully is opening up some more areas of awareness for you around your financial situation, your love relationships, your personal friendships, the women in your life, who you connect with, and maybe it's given you some opportunities to look at healing themes that you didn't see before. And that those healing themes were quite prominent because of how the retrograde Venus in Gemini was meeting up with this Neptune in Pisces three times. And she's going to meet up with Neptune and Pisces one more time the end of July. And this is showing you what you didn't know before, what you didn't think about, and opening up new ways to process information, to process stories, and to look at some new areas of healing for you that maybe you didn't realize we're there. And I feel like part of what we're doing throughout this year is we are doing a deep reprogramming of ourselves. We're doing a really intentional deep dive into more of who we are and what we want. And now that's because throughout 2020, every single planet goes retrograde. And that doesn't happen every year because Mars does not go retrograde every year. And Venus does not go retrograde every year. So when every planet is in a retrograde cycle in the year, we're really doing the inner work. We're really going into some of the nooks and crannies and places that we weren't aware of, we didn't see, and we're given time. You are being given time to work on yourself, be aware of yourself, get into a higher alignment with who you are, where you're going, what you want, who you should travel with, all of that. So it's interesting because yes, there is what's happening in the world, the external shifts, the external, you know, global changes, but it's also energies within us that are turning over. And I do feel this at a cellular level, that there's something about this current cycle that is manifesting in our physical bodies as energetic turnover. And so anything you can do to support your body's need for that right now, anything from exfoliating to a detox to a cleanse to paying attention to what your body is signaling to you, all of these communications are part of this energetic turnover, and it's part of supporting you through this very big year and ensuring that your body is physically able to manage the energies. We do a lot of energy management in our sleep. That's why sleep is necessary as a human being. It's required that we rest, that we go into some different brain waves, that we settle, our bodies relax, and then our immune systems can be stronger. Our cardiovascular systems need attention. It's like every system within us is requiring care. It's requiring assistance right now that feels more intense. So pay attention to what that might be for you, whether that is, you know, not only changes in your food, herbs, supplements, minerals, vitamins, but anything that your body is needing you to do physically, any kinds of new exercise, new meditation, stretching. There's so many ways that we can be very nurturing and loving to ourselves physically. And I feel like that's actually one of the gifts of Cancer season. Is with the Cancer energies, we come back to our own selves and look at what we need to tend to. What do we need to take care of in our own selves that's going to help with the flow of energy, as well as be very supportive of our own self-care regimes. So if you're feeling restless, if you're looking for something new to direct your attention to, a good way to use the Mars in Aries is to look at what your body needs right now that is new, that is fresh, how to take care of yourself physically, how to get rid of energy, how to move it through you, but how to feel powerful in doing so. It'd be a really good time as July gets started to look into anything that might interest you in that way. Now, the other big energy that I want to touch on is how the South Node in Sagittarius is going to be activating and moving across the galactic center, which is around 27 degrees of Sagittarius. And so through July, the South Node moves from 28 degrees of Sag and will also hit 27 degrees of Sag in July and August. And so when the South Node, which is the place of karmic release, which is a clearing out, a removal, lessons that are complete, lessons that are done, energies that are complete, a consciousness that's over, when it gets to this point, it really affects what is shifting on the planet around belief systems. And so this is an energy that is basically being removed. And I'm seeing it as a spiral energy that's magnetically pulled to the galactic center. Okay, it's kind of like that, it looks like a magnetic pull of removal. And it's taking things off the planet that are complete. And this definitely pertains to belief systems, which you can relate to religion, religious leaders, outdated spirituality, any kind of hierarchy or knowledge that's no longer good for humanity's advancement. This is a clearing out for us individually of belief systems that we've perhaps been carrying for eons or for lifetimes. And as this South Node goes across the galactic center, again, it's this energy of a flushing out, a grand removal, an extraction that I think we're going to feel and sense. And it could, of course, be something that we see in a physical form or through various peoples or anything connected with the Sagittarian energies in our world. Sagittarius relates to not only religion, but legal issues, anything about what is regulated, what is deemed appropriate legally. It relates to higher education. It relates to the world of publishing. It relates to foreign issues, global travel. It relates to where we go to expand our worldviews. The Sagittarian energies are all about taking us further. And what we're going to see over July and August is what is no longer needed on the planet. Again, it served its purpose. There's no longer an energetic fit, but the galactic center is more of a pow. It's more of a bam, it's gone. It's something more dramatic because, again, it's like a really strong magnet is just removing it all from the globe. And I feel it too as this huge extraction around where we have been unconsciously programmed or trained to believe certain things. And you could relate this to any area of your life or many things in the world about what we have been programmed to think. And you could think of programming, of course, as a form of manipulation, of quote-unquote education, of educating the people, of telling them what to think. And it's part of that top-down approach because Sagittarius is typically associated with someone who has seen it all, who has done it all, who has a lot of experience, a lot of world experiences. And so I'm feeling this energy as being the removal or even the revelation of what has been taught, quote unquote, and where there's no longer a resonance for most of humanity. So this is going to be interesting to see how this plays out, because as our consciousness rises, as we're each very aware of our own power, our free will, our personal sovereignty, we have the opportunity here to question what we believe, because what you believe is what you have put energy towards, you have put power towards it. And the image they're giving me, and I have shared this before for those of you who have listened to the show for a while, is that of someone who is higher up in a religious organization, and how through many centuries, people were taught to unconsciously give their power to these individuals. And I'm seeing that the power was sourced from the solar plexus. And so it's like having someone on a balcony and people listening and watching this individual, and then unconsciously the energetics of it are that they're giving their power, their solar plexus energy to this individual, and then empowering that person to have more energy and more power on the planet. All of that is being unraveled and it's coming apart, and it's been coming apart for a while, especially since Pluto transitioned through Sagittarius 1995 to 2008. And what's happening here is that more people are really questioning what they believe. They're questioning the roles that they've assigned to people or the beliefs that they've given to people, almost like, oh, well, if this person is in a certain position, they can do no harm, or they must be a person of good faith, or they must be a very trustworthy individual. But this can be false. This cannot be an accurate portrayal of someone's character, of who they are morally, etc. So I think there's going to be more revelations around the, I'm hearing the goodness. Oh my gosh. Now they're just showing me a picture of Robin Hood. So of Robin Hood, and how there's going to be revelations around, again, like who's good and who's bad, quote unquote. But at a soul level, everything serves a purpose. And everything serves a purpose on this planet because Earth is a free will planet. And we have the full spectrum of energies from deep fear and hate to supreme love and acceptance. So we have the full spectrum of energies on this planet. And that's part of this playground. That's part of the learning experience of being here. And so some people incarnate and take on a quote-unquote bad energy, or they have certain lessons or certain experiences they need to have for their own soul growth. And then the energy here too that's clearing out of the Sagittarius themes is the judgment. And how we judge ourselves, how we judge others, how we've grown up in judgment, how we are afraid of judgment, how we unconsciously judge other people. And this is also what's coming up for us to look at and be aware of within ourselves, and to look at how that has been passed on through organizations and energies that want us to stay in alignment, to stay controlled. It's actually a form of control. Judgment is a form of control. And so when we step outside of that and we open up into the fact that everything can be an experience, and yes, it can have consequences, but there's something here about what have we been taught? What have we been told? How has power been passed down because we didn't challenge it, or we thought others who deemed themselves, let's say, supreme, or, you know, they live in an ivory tower, they really thought that they were the gifted ones, and then we all bought into that storyline. We all subscribed to that magazine, so to speak. We all said, yes, let's do that. And now we're questioning all that. And so, of course, this is bringing up the energetic changes on the planet for places that hold very intense Sagittarius energies. And of course, now they're showing me the Vatican. And yeah, okay. Because now they're showing me the crypts under the Vatican and the energy and the how all is not what it seems. Let's just put it that way. All is not what it seems. So if you can be detached, you know, sitting here with some of your favorite popcorn and watching the movie and watching the show and being in a place of letting things play out and watching it play out, what you're really witnessing is the grand cycles on the planet changing over and how things are meant to shift, how things are meant to change right now, that there are meant to be new people in positions of power, that they're here for different intentions. And again, going back to this energy I was feeling around this high command council, if you will, I feel like we have to remember that Earth is supported. And because Earth is supported, it means that individually, we are also supported when we are in this place of a higher vibration, a higher frequency, and a higher consciousness. So as we go through the rest of this year, and as big things change, and as big shifts happen, and as, you know, the waves get bigger at times, just remember how this is part of the Earth's growth cycle, and that you as a soul chose to be here, to contribute, to be conscious, to be aware, to work on yourself, to heal yourself, to learn, but also to be in your power. And I know that's actually one of the gifts that is being presented to millions of people right now, is how to be in your power in a whole new way. And this can be uncomfortable. This can be something that feels very foreign and very unusual. And there's millions of ways this can play out depending on, of course, you, your life situation, your choices, who you are energetically, your soul experiences, et cetera, et cetera. But this is really a lifetime of amazing empowerment for millions of people. That is kind of this overarching theme. And that power is associated with a peacefulness. And as I say that, where do you feel that? Powerful energy, but peaceful energy at the same time. And do you know what I'm seeing as I say that? Is that it is a beautiful dance between the masculine and feminine energies. And it's actually working within each of the seven chakras. Each of the seven chakras is being brought into balance in a powerful way and in a peaceful way. So the peacefulness is interesting because I feel like that's why we've had so much healing work, right? Like, doesn't it feel like it's been endless healing work, endless things to be aware of and to work through and to clear out and blah, blah, blah. It's like the never ending story. But what it's removing is really important because that's where the shifts are happening into a new level of peace. A new peacefulness in your human journey is possible. And yet we knew it wouldn't be a quick path. It wouldn't be the easy path. It wouldn't be quiet or boring. It was going to be intense and it was going to be a lot, but it was going to be worth it. So I hope that supports the longer term view of what is happening here, of what is shifting and changing within us individually, as well as in the collective, where things are going, what's possible, you know, the many unlimited ways that things can play out, and how there's also a lot of good present right now. There's a lot of beautiful things here. Just our planet alone is gorgeous. But where are you tapping into nature? Where are you listening to your intuition? Where are you spending time in your creative or artistic self? Where are you really making conscious choices about what lifts your energy? What lifts your energy? And that's one of our tasks through July, is looking at what do you need to be sustained during these deeper, more intense energy cycles? And how are you honoring that for yourself? So it is an interesting month, and it's a month where we're moving between a seesaw of energies, but find your balance point, find your grounding point, and find time for yourself. And that is also very important here as July gets going. As always, I hope this episode has given you some good things to sit with and consider. I hope that at least one message or one piece of information really resonates for you and helps you at this time in your own journey. And I hope too that you are able to tap into those deeper parts of yourself that are at peace, that are trusting, that are allowing, that are in a beautiful cycle of love, of acceptance of self, and also that excitement from your soul around the adventure of it all. The fact that this is a wild adventure and that in many regards, we're very lucky to be here at this time. So thank you for joining me. As always, I appreciate your time, energy, and presence for this podcast. I'll be back on Monday to talk about the energies of both Mars and Chiron in Aries. In the meantime, you can find out more about my current classes and programs at mollymccord.online, or you can discover more about my audiobooks, published books, spiritual teachings, and consciousness topics over at consciouscoolchic.com. Thank you again for joining me. Be sure to check out that eclipse video I have for you on YouTube, and I hope that whatever transpires for you over this next week, that ultimately it is a huge clearing out of energies that you are ready to release so that you can move ahead with the next chapter in your life. I'll see you back here very soon, and thanks so much for being here.